Hi, Janice Kennedy, please.
Speaking.
Janice, you are the travel coordinator with Greenpoint Probus, correct?
Yes, I am.
Great. Janice, we have an idea for you that will guarantee you up to 40% of your members' trips away. It's Adam here with Australian Escapes. Now, we are setting up Probus Travel Club to give your members access to much more affordable trip options. And this is also recognized by your head office. You can verify the information with Monica in marketing. Janice, did you happen to receive any introduction email from our side?
No.
All right, no problem. I'll have it resended to you. So my purpose in calling is to get your answers to a few questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trips. Now, we will then send you some information to show others at your branch as well. So this will take about 7 to 10 minutes unless you have any questions. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, except my phone's going to go on me any minute. So if it cuts out, you know, my phone's gone blank.
Okay, no problem. I'll be really quick. I'll try to be as soon, you know, as quick as possible. Okay.
Right.
So now, Janice, I would like to inform you that we are all about affordability and simplicity. And the idea, as I said, is to give you up to 40% of your away trips and day tours. Your members, as of now, we can see that they are paying way too much. We have done a few comparisons, such as Straight Travel have one, just 6 days to Fraser Coast and Harvey Bay, and they're charging over $4,800 per couple. We can do a similar trip from under $800 per person. Not exactly the same, but very similar experiences, all top quality. Now, ours is a you know, a more independent and affordable style of travel. So, Janice, let's get started. These are service style questions, and I'll be really quick. So, will it be fine if I record this call for quality purpose and training purpose?
Yes, okay.
All right, thank you so much. Janice, when you're considering away as a group, are your members more interested in doing affordable short-range trips, you know, 3 to 5 nights within a few hours' drive, or they are more into longer trips, say more than 10 days?
Oh, no, they don't like the longer trips, no.
Short-range trips are fine, all right, we can suggest that might appeal to your member. So, looking at this year, Janice, do you have any plans, you know, any trips plans yet?
We do have a trip planned for August, September down to Yarrawonga.
Okay, August, September, you said?
Yes, just 4 or 5 days.
Okay, it's 4 to 5 days. And what was the name of the place?
Yarrawonga in Victoria.
Wonga in Victoria, all right. And so what stage are you at? Like, have you already booked the trip, or you're planning, or it's in the process of booking?
No, we've booked, and yes, we have booked, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. And how many members are there?
We've got 18 going at the moment.
18 at the moment, all right. So is this the total number of members that you have in your...
In the club? Yeah. I think there's about 65.
65 members, okay. That's a fair value. So, where...
Mind you, yep. We don't get many come to outings, really.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, to get an idea, you know, how far in advance you normally book your trips, like, you know? So, approximately in what month was that trip booked?
I actually booked that February.
February, okay.
Yep.
I'll make a note of it. All right, so just give me 1 second. February this year?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me just give you 1 second. All right, and now, Janice, some of the ideas that we have for you that might interest you in future, including, you know, short-range self-guided trips via bus or train with great value accommodation for 3 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least 1 or 2 group dinners. This type of trip can be done for 40 to 60% less than trade tour travels. Now, that saves you a lot of money. This is more an independent style of trip. Now, in your opinion...
Trade travel is far too dear for us.
Yeah. So, in your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be open to doing smaller trips like this in future if they were very affordable?
Oh, yes, definitely.
All right. So we want to suggest new and interesting places, if possible, places you haven't been recently. So where have your members been on group tours in the last few years, Dennis?
I've sort of been up north going towards Queensland, but I haven't been with them for that long. I've only been on one trip with them so far. We went to Jindabyne.
Okay, and what places have your members indicated interest in visiting in future?
A couple of would have liked to go to Bathurst, but that's worked out to be too expensive.
You said Bathurst?
Bathurst, yes.
Okay. All right, now our research with Probus in regard to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. So how do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
Well, we have a we put around a piece of paper every year and ask them if they got any suggestions that or places that they'd like to go to. Just that sort of thing.
So it's kind of
And we get ideas from the seniors' magazines and paper and whatnot.
Okay. Okay, so it's kind of discussion at a meeting, right?
A bit of yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That sounds fair. Okay, and let me see here. So now, working out the travel styles that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different. Some likely full structure, some like fully structured tours, and the others like more flexibility and independence. So, Janice, have you ever done a professional survey, email survey of members to find out, what types of trips they're interested in doing, like travel style, budget, and so on?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Well, the reason why I ask is because email surveys are an extremely valuable tool because they remove the guesswork out of the planning process. Now, the advantage to you is it's an easy way to get accurate and input to help you plan trips. The real value to you is, of course, it makes the whole process a lot more less easier and and less time consuming for you. So, in your opinion, do you feel that email survey might be of advantage to you?
Say that again, sorry.
In your opinion, do you feel that an email survey might be an advantage to you?
Could be.
All right. Now, Janice, from what you already know about your members' want in regard to travel, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, how important are the following in terms of affordability? How would you like to rate it between the scale of 1 to 10?
Affordability. Oh, it'd have to be high, wouldn't it? Would have to be 9 or 10.
All right, I'll take it as 10 then. And how about value for money on the scale of 1 to 10?
Well, they always look for value for money, don't they? So yeah, again, 10.
All right, and how about flexible travel options to suit different budgets between the scale of 1 to 10? How would you like to rate it?
Flexible. What do you mean by that?
This means having a choice of different types and travel, different types and styles of travel to suit different budgets.
Well, in my dealings with them, they all look for the cheaper things. Certainly under $1,000. I'm not looking for anything over.
Okay, so they look under $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Some clubs, have one or more committee members, and I can assume that you are the one who is taking care of the travel tours and travel arrangements, right?
Yeah, I think
Oh,
yes.
okay. That's great. Now, Janice, organizing travel plans, getting competitive pricing, and communicating with members seems quite a task. So, in your opinion, Janice, what do you feel what do you feel you need to help with the most? Is it like learning what about what the members want, comparing different trip options, communications?
Probably, but it's very hard to try and find out what they do like. Yes, probably.
Yeah, probably need help with everything or learning about what members want. Okay. All right, now this is the last question. We would like the opportunity to prove our value to you because we know we can save you up to 40% to 60% of all type of domestic and international travels, making it a lot more affordable. So I know that Probus has been dealing with trade travels for years. So are you open to shopping around and talking to other companies such as us?
Yes, I think we would be,
Okay.
But now, I noticed that you're in Queensland.
Yeah, we are in Queensland, but then that would not be a problem. We can arrange that for you. So that completes our survey questions, Janice. We have previously sent you an information package by email that introduces Australian escapes, but you said that you haven't received it. No problem. I'll resend it to you. Now, this is quite a...
Is that my email?
Yeah, I would require that. May I have your email address, please, once again?
Okay, it's Janice, J-A-N-I-S, travel. travels at hotmail.com.
Hotmail.com. It's Janice. Let me just, confirm it. It's Janice, J-A-N-I-S.
Yes.
Travel, T-R-A-V-E-L-S, at yes. hotmail.com.
Yes.
Great. Well, this is quite a significant step for Probus because it means you are getting free access to wholesale travel prices on the wide range of options. So what we are going to do is we will send you some information over your email so that you can pass it on and you can consider us for your future travel plans. And I'll contact you separately about registering your branch if you would like to take advantage of free trial. Okay, will that be okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right, then thank you so much, and that's all for the survey, and I'm going to send you the email of introduction shortly, and I will speak to you then, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye. Have a good day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.